direct wholesale pricing. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another hour of the broadcast. We're going to have fun in this hour because one of our regular contributors is standing by, Stan Major, talk show host, automotive journalist extraordinaire. He's going to be telling us about some recent vehicles he has driven. He has also put together an exclusive list called Stan Major's Snazziest Car List. Along the way, you can interact with us via the email. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or via the telephone 800-259-9231. Right now, we get out of Florida and welcome the Southeast editor for TheLongDrive.com, talk show host and journalist, Stan Major. Stan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Bob, wait a minute. I've got a move around from my Christmas tree here. I got that F-250 sitting in here by the Christmas tree, and I'm going to give that to my son for Christmas, and it's going to be sitting in here in this little tiny apartment. Have you seen those ads where, you remember, they up till now, they used to always look out the window in the driveway?
Yep.
They don't do that anymore. They're in the living room, for heaven's sake. I saw a new Nissan sitting next to the tree, and I don't know what next, but can you imagine a Ford F-150?
No, you'd have to have a pretty big place for that, to say the least.
How do they get them in there?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Man, I'll tell you, these car manufacturers are something else. Well, at least it's a topic for conversation. You and I are talking about it for 30 seconds. It's had its 30 seconds of fame.
And now they move on to the next one, planning the next one. Mazda took us to a hockey game. That was an unusual thing at the LA Auto Show. They rented one of the a couple of them, booths, sky booths, and basically I was expecting, you know, a real dinner, but unfortunately it was, you know, kind of hot dogs and that kind of stuff, but it was a great view of the hockey game.
I can't believe that. They drug you out to a hockey game and gave you hot dogs?
I guess they were trying to keep in the spirit of the game, you know, so like hot dogs, potato chips, and cupcakes.
Oh, well, wait till Audie invites you.
It will be interesting to see, definitely.
Now, you mentioned the snazzy list, and we'll talk about that after we get through a couple of vehicles here, but I want you to know that I did go to several automobile showrooms in an effort to get first-hand knowledge of some of these cars, and it'll be interesting. I'm not going to name them, you know, who they were, but, you know, if I got good from them, I'll say who it is, but I'll skip it if I didn't. But it was a very interesting experience, which I soon gave up on after about five or six. I went back to the Internet.
Oh, very good. Yeah, going to a dealership these days can be kind of interesting.
You mentioned Mazda. I saw a Mazda 6 wagon sitting in the parking lot at Walmart. They're not supposed to be in here. They're not supposed to be in the U.S. Where did that Mazda 6 wagon come from, and are they going to start bringing it in?
You know, that's a really interesting question that I've been doing a little bit of research on, but from what I can tell, I mean, Mazda's media website just lists the sedan, but then again, if you go and do some searches, there are pictures of the 2011 Mazda 6 wagon. So I wonder if it's something that they're going to unveil at one of the upcoming auto shows like Detroit or Chicago or New York.
Do you think the Nissan Quest might be responsible for the Mazda wagon coming in?
Actually, at the Los Angeles, they introduced a new variant of the Nissan Quest, and they certainly could use another player in that field. They've got the little car, the five door, but they could use a bigger wagon, and certainly it's a very stylish looking vehicle. I agree with you. The 2011 Mazda 6 wagon.
I put it right on my snazzy list.
But I wonder if it was just, did you notice the license plates? Did it have manufacturer
license? Florida plate.
Florida plate.
Yeah, I checked that right away.
Wow, that is interesting.
I'm just wondering if it wasn't one of our Hispanic illegals around here that might have brought it up from Venezuela or something.
Well, I know the vehicle was unveiled, as I do more research as we speak here, at the 2011 Geneva Auto Show. So it is being sold in other areas of the country, but is it coming to America? Let's see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
It is a good-looking wagon.
Yeah, exactly.
And it looks more like a wagon.
Yep, it is coming. It is.
The other things.
It is coming. So there it is. It is coming to the U.S.
Is it really?
Yep, for 2011.
That's great.
So,
if you folks can wait around, this is a really good-looking wagon. You don't have to get into an SUV here, and you don't have to stick with a four-door sedan. You don't have to get into a huge vehicle of some kind. You know it's got to be good if it's Mazda.
Yeah, Mazda's got some good stuff, and it'll be interesting to see where they decide to unveil that car. Mazda generally tends to do stuff at Detroit, which will be coming up in January, unveiling to the press. But I wouldn't be surprised, since we haven't heard much about this, maybe they'll be doing it in New York, which will be in the spring. But that's good news. So let's talk about some vehicles you've driven recently.
Yeah, one of the vehicles that was sitting next to the Christmas tree inside the living room was a Kia Sorento. And that's what caught my attention, because I just finished the review of it and just finished driving one for a week. And this is a really interesting vehicle. I love the smart key. I made the mistake of getting out of the vehicle to check my mail. And, boy, that smart key did not like that at all.
It really didn't work.
Oh, yeah. Listen, they've got everything but shock therapy there. and I hope they don't come up with that, because if you did have that in your pants pocket, it'd be pretty exciting. But no, I exited the vehicle, and all of a sudden I turned toward the mailbox, and it was chirp, chirp, chirp. Things going off, and I thought, wow, isn't that something? And here's the reason you really need the smart key, and I don't know if Kia thought of it for this. Bob, the engine. You can't hear the engine in the Sorento.
It's that quiet in that city.
It is that quiet. Now, this is a big SUV.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely quiet. And I sat inside the car. Listen, I don't have the greatest ears in the world. I will admit that. But I sat inside listening, and one other time, I actually forgot, I'm old-fashioned. I like to pull the key out, shut the engine off by pulling the key out.
Sure.
I got out of the vehicle one time during the week and forgot to do that, and the key went off again, and, of course, I stepped back in the vehicle, but before I pressed the button to shut it off, I tried to hear the engine. I couldn't hear the engine. And that's why I made the mistake in the first place.
Wow, that's interesting. And that's a six-cylinder engine that's actually built here in the U.S.
Yeah, in Georgia. And they've just put on, they can't build enough of them. They just put on a second shift at the plant in West Point, Georgia.
And it's a good-looking vehicle, too. When we come back, we'll touch on that. Kia is definitely up the style factor. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Bob Long with Stan Major.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be crazy.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Welcome back. We're telling you to stay right where you are listening to Auto World. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. Stan Major is with us, a noted automotive journalist, the editor for the Southeast region of the U.S. for thelongdrive.com. You can check out Stan's articles there. Also, longtime veteran radio talk show host. And we're talking all about Stan's recent adventure with the 2011 Kia Sorento EX. So, very quiet, Stan, and that engine, how did the engine perform in the mileage area as well as just general seat-of-the-pants performance?
Well,
okay. I mean, the engine was fine. It's peppy. It's got power. The cost factor, Bob, is a little high. Were you talking about a Kia South Korean outfit?
Mm-hmm.
29K here, without the good options. And you can go up to almost 35,000 for a Kia.
Yep.
Now, a lot of people, I think, would get a little nervous about that, realizing that for $35,000, they could probably get into something, at least, you know, with more SUV experience. Let's just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it is well loaded, but a tad expensive. They have a thing called the Echo Light System. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, most likely.
A little green thing, Echo.
Yeah, most likely it's flipping to three cylinders when that light is on to save you mileage.
Well, I went to the internet. I also went to the Kia website trying to get some information out of this, and I just wasn't very lucky about figuring out what it was all about. I guess, you know, ask the salesman, see if he put him on the spot. And see if he knows.
Yeah.
You get 20 in the city and 25 on the highway. I guess that's all right for an SUV, but that's something they can probably work on. And I'm sure that they will. The GPS is real great. And you get the rear view thing when you back out. So if you're going to run over your dog or something, you can spot it. But the third, it got a lot of room in the back unless you flip up that third tier seat. And if you do, I don't know how people get into it.
So it's kind of bragging rights.
The truck,
they can save it. They
jump in the back.
Hurdle into the back, yeah. It's just like they have the bragging rights that they can say they have the third row, but they don't say that anybody can sit there.
It's a good vehicle. Good vehicle. Let's talk about the Mazda 3 Sport for just a second.
Sure.
I've been into a lot of Mazdas lately and reviewing them. As you well know, we got a couple of reviews of Mazdas on the long drive. And I didn't want to deal with this Mazda 3 Sport for an extended period. Also, it's a stick shift. And I got a little, I don't know, with the throat thing. I don't know what that is. Maybe the weather's changing down here or something.
Yeah.
But
that time of the year.
This was like a non-power thing, which was still too expensive. $19,000 and you don't have power seats.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it's a fine vehicle, the Mazda 3 Sport, and it's I don't know, did it make my snazzy list? It may have. But it is a little too expensive, and you don't get that much with it. You can get a lot of power with some of these other manufacturers. Yeah, but you don't get the Mazda name and the zoom zoom feeling, of course. So anyway, those are my thoughts on the Mazda 3 Sport. I still love their six wagon if they do make it manufactured over here.
Yeah, no, that would be great. It's interesting, during the break there, I was looking, another website says that it isn't coming to North America. So one website says it is, and the other one says it isn't. So we're going to have to see. But
they're keeping you guessing, right?
If there's one down in Florida, you know, maybe doing some testing, because they do that. Man, but they usually disguise these vehicles. It's interesting that it wasn't disguised.
Well, I would be getting one if they had it. I'm going to call my outfit that handles the Mazda and put them on the spot and see if they've heard of anything.
Yeah, well, it definitely is going to be sold in other areas of the world, but the fact that they have one here, I don't know, maybe it's a good sign. Maybe they're having second thoughts about bringing it here.
Now, I have an addition to the snazzy list, and by the way, for folks who don't understand what the snazzy list is, that's a car you see and you stop, and you look at it, and you peruse it, you walk around it, you see it in the parking lot, you see it at the dealer, you see it at the mall, and you've got to check it out and see What is that? You got to know what that is. You got to go behind there and look at the name and get the proper identification on the automobile. And that's a snazzy car. It's kind of like the judge who was asked by the reporter if he could define pornography.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I can't define it. I know it when I see it. That's what my snazzy car list is. And we've posted that, by the way. It is up on the long drive. Bob got that up today or yesterday or sometime. And you can take a look at it. There's about, between 20 and 30 vehicles. There's one we have to add, and that's the 2011 Mitsubishi Outlander Sport.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah, I've seen the TV commercials.
And I even put down a Laguna Blue. See that?
Oh, that's
also
pretty
cool. A Mercury Gray and a Diamond White. Now, one of the really interesting things about this NASA list are the colors.
Yeah.
Because they have just, they've run out of what to say. You know, you can't just say black and gray and blue anymore. You've got to define it, man. They're paying big money, trust me, to people to come up with these names. Bob, you and I have talked about that for a long time. I mean, they're down to the point where they've got one for one of the cars called Red Candy. I mean, that's pretty desperate. I mean, they're scraping the bottom of the candy barrel here.
That's good. That's the Lincoln MKZ. Yeah, where you also cite steel blue or red candy. That's good.
But I love it because the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee, which made the snazzy list, was simple. All the colors were terrific. I just put all the colors. You could take your choice.
Well, here's another interesting color. The Mercury Milan also you can be had in red candy, but also for those who like wine, Bordeaux Reserve.
Yeah, you can. You know, it's like the things that Ford had. And Lincoln, you can either, take your tongue and lap the paint job because it tastes good, or this one you can drink.
That's right. More with Stan is straight ahead as we talk the Snazzy List 2010 on Bob Lund.
Seems I always end up driving by.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was set in the face? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. Stan Major is with us as we talk about Stan Major's snazzy list for 2010, and lots of cool cars on here and lots of interesting colors, as we've been talking about, Stan.
And very interesting trips to a handful of car dealerships to check out these automobiles. The Audi people were very nice. Audi has a huge place in what is called Parkland, which is a fancy suburb where every house goes for $1.5 million on up. And they're right in their needed neighborhood, you know, and that's where all the hockey players and the football players players with the big bucks, that's you know, the rock stars. The ones that are not living with Matt Damon down on the islands of the South Beach,
Very good.
The Audi people were very nice. I was startled when I walked into the showroom. And made my way past the receptionist. Yes, they do have a receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Audi. I mean, what can I tell you? And they had this bright yellow A4.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not really, it shocked me. I mean, you know, for Audi, you just don't think of a bright yellow Ford truck color.
Like an Edison color or something like that. Yeah. That's interesting.
I also went into, I was very well treated by Hyundai. I went in and I said, God, I'd like to see the Genesis and I'd like to see the Veracruz. And I was shown both, and I had preliminarily picked the Veracruz. But when I saw it in person, you know, this is what the internet will do to you.
Yeah.
It looked great in the pictures.
Yeah.
And when I'm standing there looking at it, I'm saying to myself, why did I choose this? I mean, there's nothing snazzy about the Veracruz, but then I saw the Genesis and I said, hey, what's that?
Yeah. Huh? The four-door or the two-door Genesis?
This was the one that they had there was the four-door.
Yeah, the big, the six, seven, or eight cylinder four-door rear-wheel drive.
Definitely. Yeah. I should check out the two-door and see what that looks like. But they have a couple of good colors. I even selected aqua.
Interesting.
Yeah, and another one called Silverstone, which you can figure out what that is.
And the Hyundai, of course, has got their most expensive car. There aren't that many of them out there, but it's the Equus. It's a $60,000 Hyundai.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to see that?
No, not in person.
Yeah.
And for something like that special, I'm just going to – I could have selected a lot of, you know, really expensive and special cars, those kind of cars that you, you know, die to hear about.
Yeah.
And cars that Bob Long is into. And I, you know, other than Camaro, I really didn't because, you know, I didn't pick Corvette. I didn't pick what's the one Nissan's got, the one I drive all the time. I can't think of it right now. Anyway, I didn't pick these cars because this wasn't a sports car list.
Mm-hmm.
This was a really sedan and coupe list that of cars that could probably be purchased by certainly the average or a little bit above average. We're talking about Ford Fusion Sport.
Right, exactly, which is a good value vehicle for them. It's got a lot of features for the money.
Yeah, it's very nice, and it just looks, you know, I like to look at it from the back. It's amazing. It's like the Pontiac Vibe, which they don't make anymore, which is a real shame. And also the Chrysler, here I go again, the Chrysler Pacifica.
Yeah.
I mean, I put, quote, in the snazzy list, you'll see that I say, this design is so good, it gives me goosebumps seeing it. Shame on Chrysler.
It kind of falls back to the marriage between Chrysler and Mercedes-Benz. That car was built during that time period, and I believe that Mercedes-Benz would not continue to supply some of the components that were needed to continue manufacturing that vehicle. So that's the story behind the story on that one.
Now, you call, how do you pronounce the Toyota V-E-N-Z-A? You pronounce it differently from what I pronounced it.
Yeah, Venza.
Okay, whatever you say. that is a great-looking vehicle in blue and gray colors. And as long as we're in that that frame for the Toyota folks, the Lexus GS, very classy but boring colors. Yeah. I never thought I'd say that about a Lexus, but, you know, they need to kick butt with some colors here a little bit, Lexus does, and get off this, mauve, not mauve, but...
kind of beige,
yeah. You know, the usual stuff. But there was one other. The Lexus RX 350 has a couple of interesting ones. Satin cashmere.
That
you would think that that would be like fur on the side of your car, right? And Carilion blue. Is that something from Mars?
It sounds like it is. What does it look like? What shade of blue is that?
Very attractive blue.
Okay.
Okay, check it out. The Bordeaux Reserve and the Red Candy is on the Mercury Milan.
I love those names.
And the Mazda 3 5 door, I knew I put Mazda 3 on here.
Mm-hmm.
But the 5 door is really good looking, and they've got graphite mica, liquid silver. Now be careful, because that'll just, that'll pour right off your car.
Just boil over.
In the heat. Gunmetal blue. There you go, man. All you men that are into guns, you can have a Mazda 5-door that's a gunmetal. You don't need a weapon. You've got it right there. And then for the ladies, celestial blue.
Oh, wow. So something for everybody.
The Subaru Tabrica, which is a pretty fancy-looking car for Subaru. Caramel bronze. Now, are they taking Ford lessons with names here, eateries?
It sounds like it,
yeah. Caramel bronze or crystal black.
Crystal black is an interesting one because it's kind of
predictory
in a way. They
actually have eight colors.
Wow.
I didn't put that in the sheet. They have eight colors for the Subaru Tabrica.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, you could really take a choice there.
And you like the Camaro? Any particular color of the Camaro?
Whatever pleases you.
Yeah. For the first time, it's outselling the Mustang.
Yeah.
Which is surprising because the Mustang, you know, has actually got, you know, a wider array of options and different models available. But the folks at Chevrolet are really, really happy. For the first time in a long, long time, the Camaro is outselling the Mustang.
Well, that's great. It's too bad. You know, I read your Pontiac epistle there, and it's too bad that some really good cars from the past 10 years are just going to fall. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that. And, you know, it just, well, that's business. I can't really complain because you and I have talked enough about GM made too many kinds of cars, too many models. And that's probably what got them into trouble in the first place.
Yep. No question about it. That was part of the equation. Just spending
now,
too much money
on
trucks.
By the way, that 2008 Mercedes-Benz was a C300. You ask me what it was, and it was a C300.
Okay.
A simple little C300, and it really caught my attention, and I talked to the lady who owned it. And she was very happy with it.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the Mercedes C-Class. I think it's got a lot of things going for it. We're going to have more with Stan and the Snazzy List straight ahead. You're listening to Auto World.
Today on The Long Drive, the new Jag XJ, reinventing the icon. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Not since its introduction in 1968 has the Jag XJ received so much attention and so many awards. It's all new and it's beautiful. Michael O'Driscoll is general manager of Jaguar of North America.
With this all-new XJ, we have a dramatically styled, fast-looking, completely different car with high technology on the inside, a lightweight aluminum body to really give you terrific fuel efficiency and range. Three available, 385 horsepower, 470 and up to 510 on the Supersport if you want, all of which give you sub 5 seconds 0 to 60.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Sam Major. He's telling us all about the Snazzy List, which you can check out at thelongdrive.com. Stan has visited dealerships, done lots of research, come up with a list of attractive sedans and coupes, stuff that you can get into for a reasonable amount of money that have cool colors and have that that special, distinctive, attractive exterior design. So, Stan, I noticed that you like some products from Acura. Do you visit any of the Acura dealerships?
No, I didn't. Because there isn't one around here.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I did go to Nissan. I did go to Honda and Audi and Hyundai. And a couple more I can't think of right now. But, yeah, I've got the TL and the TSX, Acura and BMWs and VWCCs are all so good. I mean, they are just, you just toss them on the list and forget about it because they're there. For BMW, I put 1, 3, and 5 series.
Yeah. So the whole gamut, yeah, for BMW.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good. And the CC is a really attractive sedan from Volkswagen, kind of emulating the Mercedes CLS, which is a $70,000 plus vehicle.
Yeah, and then he had Hyundai emulated the VWCC with the Sonata.
That's true, yeah. Yep, another good vehicle for the money,
but
definitely.
I didn't put the Sonata on the list, and I'll tell you why. I looked it over real close, and I've seen a lot of them, you know, the new one.
Yeah.
And it just, am I going to stop and look at it? No. I might glance at it. What is that? It's a Sonata. Okay, fine. But it really didn't excite me like some of these other, like the Honda Accord, the four-door, not the coupe. The Honda Accord, the basic Honda Accord four-door is an attractive vehicle. It really is. And I didn't pick out any colors because whatever you get, I'm sure it'll be fine. The Lancia Sport, graphite gray or rotor glow. I'm trying to remember what Rotor Glow looked like.
what a great name, Rotor Glow.
I know, right, look at that car, man, it's glowing.
Wow, that's very interesting color terminology.
And I was going to pick the new Malibu, although I did review it a couple of years ago, and I love the drive. But I saw, guess who had a lot of cars sitting in there a lot? The boys and girls from the United States military. The
really?
Army, the Navy, they all had American vehicles, and they had a Chevy Malibu LT there. It was a black granite, and boy, did it look good. You can also get a red jewel or a mocha steal. Now, here we go. Here's GM stealing a Mocha from Ford.
Right.
All right. So I guess, you know, what comes around, goes around, comes around, right?
All the color people are collaborating, yes.
Yeah, or the computers are conspiring. Let's blame it on the computers.
Exactly.
Let's see, what else? What have we not talked about? My favorite, of course, is the movie Mazda, which I put the PR gal of Mazda on notice that she has to do some research and find out how the Mazda 3 hatchback back in 2008-2009 got in the movie, the Meg Ryan movie, the Kristen Stewart movie, In the Land of Women. It was well featured. I mean, boy, Mazda should have paid them a bundle for that, in addition to giving everybody in the cast a car, because it was just, I mean, when you got Kristen Stewart, the little vampire girl, whizzing around town in your car, you're not hurting, you know?
That's right.
And I love that car. It's a it was a Mazda 3 hatchback. And it looks a lot big on the film. When you see it in person, it's not that big, but it's still very attractive. And I like that very much. I told you I had this frog in my throat. I don't know where this is. Florida frogs, you've heard about them.
Yeah.
Anyway, tell me real quick,
mm-hmm.
In the time we have remaining, what was the highlight of the L.A. Auto Show for you?
Vehicle-wise, definitely probably the Jaguar concept vehicle, which was just a beautiful car that they're not going to make, but nevertheless, it's a beautiful car. It's a supercar. It's actually kind of green in that it's driven by turbines, and but it's just a striking car. And also, you know, got an opportunity to see Cadillac has got a really cool wagon, which they showed off in production form. Not too many wagons these days from American manufacturers, but this is the CTS V sport wagon from Cadillac. Seeing the Camaro convertible was good. Also got to see a variety of other introductions.
Did you get a positive feeling at the auto show for maybe the first time in a few years?
Yeah, definitely. I would say that there was much more of a positive feeling at the auto show compared to last year or the year before. It will be interesting to see if the same thing happens in Detroit, if I'm lucky enough to go to that particular event. But, yeah, the attitude among the automakers, definitely a lot more upbeat. And the same thing at the big SEMA show in Las Vegas. There were a lot more exhibitors there this year than the year before. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The economy is still, to say the least, bad. But there's definitely more optimism, I'd say, Stan, which is good.
Well, I think there's a lot of people spending a lot of money for the upcoming holiday season, which is good. I'm glad they've got it to spend, and because there's certainly cars available, and there's still some really good deals. I just saw Nissan down here. The Nissan dealers in South Florida are tagging their spots now with late-breaking news, another $1,000 cash back on your purchase.
Yeah, there's some wonderful deals out there. You're absolutely right. There's just a tremendous amount of incentives going on for manufacturers. You can save lots of money on some pretty nice vehicles. You know, some vehicles aren't selling that well, and so the manufacturers are really loading them up with incentives. And you can see $5,000 and $6,000 and $7,000 off, which is a pretty good neighborhood, to say the least.
And all kinds of financial deals.
Yeah,
from no down payments to no payments for the next 25 years.
Yeah, that's true. That would be nice. I'd like to find me that one.
I'm waiting for the first ad that says, we'll pay you to buy the car. We'll make the payment.
Yeah, exactly. And certainly, you know, they like BMW's got some great deals right now, like 1.9% financing, Mercedes-Benz also, free maintenance and all that stuff. But the big trick is, of course, you've got to have the stellar credit. It's like buying a house these days, too. You got to make sure that you've got your credit in order, which always isn't always the easiest thing.
There you go. I want to invite people to check out the Snazzy list. We didn't put any pictures on there because there's too many vehicles. There's over 30 vehicles, and putting pictures on there would be just too much. And we give you the instructions on how to go to Google to find the pictures of these automobiles. Google gives you, like, pages of pictures on each of these vehicles, so that's no problem whatsoever. And then you can see what some of these vehicles are like, some of the colors. The colors are kind of weird sometimes, like the yellow Audi. But if you see a yellow Audi, honk at them. Okay, they can feel good about it.
Very good, yeah.
TheLongDrive.com.
That's right, and you can actually now leave messages.
And you can leave a comment like the guy from Milan, Italy did.
Yeah, that was kind of cool, definitely. It just shows you the reach of the Internet. And many of our radio folks, too, are saying that more and more folks are listening via the Internet, so we're going to have to get into that more. Stan Major, always a pleasure. We'll do it again real soon, my friend.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.